from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, the State Health Planning Board has paused moving Monmouth Medical Center's acute care services from Long Branch to a new facility in Tinton Falls following an eight-hour hearing on Thursday. RWJ Barnabas Health said in a statement it is extremely disappointed with the decision. Following a recent spike in fatal accidents involving electric bicycles and motorbikes, New Jersey is moving to scrap all current classifications of e-bikes and expand the definitions of what qualifies as an electric bike and how they're regulated. The biggest change as pitched would be requiring a license, registration, and insurance for nearly every type of e-bike. New Jersey News brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For just $99, they'll inspect your plumbing for leaks, gas line safety, water heater, and more. That's peace of mind. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com today. Burlington County prosecutors have charged two men with a double killing 1 month ago.
Justford Doe of Philadelphia and Giovanni Veronese of Cherry Hill are both charged with first-degree murder. They're already in prison in Philly on unrelated charges. Officials say the two men in their early 20s shot two other men around the same age as them in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven Valero gas station in Bordentown the night of November 5th. One victim walked inside the store, asked for help, then collapsed dead. The other victim died at the hospital. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And the Supreme Court will decide whether or not President Trump can end birthright citizenship. The High Court has granted an appeal in the case as of today. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 104 points at 47,955. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Will it stay frosty? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. Okay, there's nothing hazardous or dramatic to talk about in the forecast here, but I can't call the forecast pleasant necessarily. We're heading into the first weekend of December with a slight warm-up on the way and no big storms on the horizon. Tonight will be cloudy and calm. It is going to be cold, but temperatures only drop a couple degrees. Lows fall to around 30, and then tomorrow's highs around 40. Chilly, but not quite as cold as today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a chance of a flurry or sprinkle. Sunday into the lower 40s with clouds and sun and maybe a late day shower. I hate to say it, but Monday looks even colder than today with a prominent brisk wind. Partly sunny skies, highs only make it to around 30. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Berkeley Heights 27, Manalapan 31, Salem 32. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather is brought to you by Rattan Patio and Fireplace Shop. Now is the perfect time to cozy up by a new fireplace from Rattan Patio and Fireplace Shop. Federal tax credits on fireplaces up to $2,000 and on December 31st, so don't miss out. Stop by Rattan Patio and Fireplace Shop on Mount Holly Road in Burlington or visit rattanandpatio.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.